Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Kayla Hamilton would be alive today if not for open borders. By John Binder on February 8, 2023. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RTA, says 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, allegedly murdered by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member last year, would be alive today if not for open borders and a lack of interior immigration enforcement. Last month, the Aberdeen Police Department in Aberdeen, Maryland, arrested and charged a 17-year-old illegal alien MS-13 gang member from El Salvador with murder, accusing him of strangling to death and then raping Hamilton in her residence in July 2022. The illegal alien suspect, according to a former Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) official, had been released from the border into the United States interior by President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security (DHS) as an unaccompanied alien child. UAC. Greene raised Hamilton's case in a House Oversight Committee hearing, noting how the MS-13 gang often exploits the UAC program to traffic members and future recruits into American communities. There was a 20-year-old autistic woman in Maryland who was strangled to death by an illegal alien here, a 17-year-old MS-13 gang member, Greene said. Under the program as it is right now, many of the MS-13 gang members are being brought into the country as unaccompanied minors. They're very young, they're under 18, and their numbers have doubled, maybe tripled, in our country. Emphasis added. As a matter of fact, they are coming into the country at a much higher rate. That's why this 20-year-old autistic woman was killed. Because of an illegal alien, a 17-year-old MS-13 gang member. And she would be alive today if our border was secure. Emphasis added. Angel mom Tammy Nobles recently detailed how the illegal alien suspect ended up in Maryland near her daughter. According to Nobles, the suspect was arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border, classified as a UAC, and then allowed to travel to Maryland with his aunt. The illegal alien suspect, Nobles said, ought to spend the rest of his life in prison for the murder of her daughter. In fiscal year 2021, for instance, nearly 123,000 UACs were released into the U.S. interior, a 700% increase compared to fiscal year 2020, when former President Trump was in office. Of those released into the U.S. interior in fiscal year 2021, 66% were male and 92% derived from Honduras, Guatemala, or El Salvador. Likewise, 72% ranged from 15 to 17 years old, the prime recruiting age for gangs such as MS-13. The illegal alien suspect remains in Harford County Detention Center without bail. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.